expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You know that moment when you realize you have mastered your wellness. When you become so resilient, you can conquer any hiccup life throws you. Yeah, well, me either. But I still ride unicorns. I'll teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect your success in nutrition, exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. It's your reality, and you need to do it your way. Self-care and self-love are anything but selfish. Take charge. Get excited. If not now, then when? Grab your espresso and get ready to talk all things wellness. It's time for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with Coach Peggy Wellness right now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio here with Coach Peggy Wellness. I'm on Transformation Talk Radio. You know, I keep thinking there's eventually going to be bloopers for this show where Kat is going to come on the show sooner than when the music cuts. And I'm just jamming here with my guest today, Jessica. We're all dancing and, you know, raising the roof. So listen, on Coffee Time, we come together every Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific and 6 Eastern, and we just sit and chat. That's what we do. We talk about whatever subjects, have some guests on. Today, you know, we all have a heavy heart with horrific things going on in the nation the last few days. I know my heart's heavy, and I'm just hoping today we can lift you up, if just for 30 to 45 minutes. And so it actually made me bring a different mug today. And so I brought my It's All Good mug because I'm just hoping we can find some love and happiness, at least on this show. We are talking about an amazing subject today because something's actually going right in the world of wellness. Namaste. Yes, very good. So today, my guest, Jessica, first, did you bring your mug? You know.
Sure did.
Okay, let's see what it is.
We're all mad here.
The Mad Hatters, we're all mad here. That is true. I feel like that in my world, and I know you do in yours. So, hey, you guys, listen. Today, Jessica is here. She and I are connected personally and professionally. We're going to tell you more about that in a little bit, but we are here to talk about why she's doing well. Why is she doing well on this wellness journey? What does it mean to her? What did it mean in the past? Why is she on the wellness wagon? And, you know, maybe her foot falls off every once in a while, but right now she's hanging on for dear life and doing amazing. So we just want to talk about how things are going in her real world, how she's banishing perfection, how she is working with her introspection and awareness and all those super fun things. So I'm going to introduce this lovely lady with her little side pony braid here. So Jessica is actually the executive producer at Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show. Yes, she is. She has been a lifelong musician, and her passion for learning led her to intern at the Dr. Pat Show. And quite frankly, she was getting her audio engineering degree, but she interned there and she never left. That's really what happened. She just loved it and she has never left. Has it been 9 or 10 years?
8 years, I think, going on 9.
Yeah. Like she never left. That's how cool it is. So when she is not facilitating change or transformation through the network or host or co-host, you're going to find her either in the mountains or paddleboarding on Lake Washington. I didn't even know where you paddleboard until you told me. And she loves to learn and she's always playing songs. That's how talented she is. Fiddle, guitar, what else? Clarinet, ukulele, right?
Yeah, gotta have the uke.
She is a passionate learner, and you guys are going to learn that today in our discussion. So first of all, I want to say welcome.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here, and I'm excited to share my perspective and maybe shock you a little bit on things I haven't told you yet.
Oh, and you're gonna have the nerve to tell me live. you guys, I'm going to use this against her. You just wait. So first, I want to tell you how we met. So it's a really funny story. It's actually one of my favorite stories because I would like to talk to Dr. Phil about it. So I've been in my own business for like 3 years, you know, and I had to just have a come to Jesus with myself and realize that I just don't know everything. I know, shock to everybody. But you know that time when you just go, there are just certain arenas that you really suck at and other areas that you do well. Well, marketing, advertising, getting people to knock on my door is not my strong suit. I mean, I can do it, but I just don't love it. So I was out here praying to the gods, every god I could pull in. And I just said, whatever you do, bring some marketing people to me with a plan and I'll listen. I swear I'll listen. So about 6 or 7 days later, I'm getting ready to come to bed and I will go by my computer and I see a new email. I'm like, oh God, it's 11:30 at night. I shouldn't answer it. And I see it's from Jessica Henderson. It's Jessica with one S. So I start laughing to myself. So I'm like, oh, sure, this has got to be a catfish for sure. Because I've seen Dr. Phil and he always says, look at the spelling. Look at the spelling. Look at the names. Look at. So I sit down, I open up my laptop and I sarcastically, I'm like, hello, Jessica with one S. Because she says the typical, untypical things, you guys. Don't know how I found you. Stumbled upon you on the internet, you know, was looking, looks like you'd fit in with us. You just, you know, you're transforming lives. And I'm just sitting here going, sure. So I type, hi, Jessica with one S. Sure. Sure. I'd love to talk to you. How about tomorrow at 1? I think it was a Friday the next day. Well, heck yeah. And look at us. We never left each other's side since then. So that's how we met, you guys.
I love it.
Do you remember it that way? It was kind of, I'm telling the truth.
Yeah, except that you left a part out that your email back to me was like 3 pages long. And I feel like you were testing me.
Oh, I was testing you, sister. It was 3 pages. Now that's not a shock.
And I knew instantly, I was like, oh, this lady, she's a little weird.
She's a work, right? I was testing you. I think I went into I think that should have been my first blog. I'm going to go dig that back up. That would be a hysterical blog. All right. So today we're going to talk about wellness because obviously you have journeys before we met. And then I want to talk to everybody about what's going on with our kind of coaching relationship because we have a personal relationship with coaching. And then we also have a business relationship. But today I just want to, I really, really want people to understand that every wellness journey is different and needs to be honored and works in different ways for people. But I really want you to give them hope. And that's what it's about today. So are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. We'll see how this goes.
What's in your mug, by the way? Hopefully, is it
water?
Yeah,
I'm following my protocol that I do not drink caffeine after 12 p.m.
Oh gosh, that's good. I don't know what else I'm going to learn from you tonight. So I'm excited. I got my pen here. Okay, so Jessica, let's talk about wellness because it means something different for every single person. So, I mean, for me, it means something different. For some people, it might mean getting off medications, or it might mean work-life balance, or it might mean getting more fit for a race or whatever. So let's go back, say even a year ago or something and earlier. What did wellness used to mean to you?
It pretty much meant being at my ideal weight. And it was pretty black and white for me. Like nothing else was really... like that was pretty much all consuming for me.
And you're a little on the younger side. Let's just say that to be politically correct. I mean, you're not 53 like myself. See mm-hmm. Did you see me being totally transparent there? Yeah. So, but that's what it meant to you, is a number, kind of a number.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, and that's changed throughout my life, what my ideal weight has wanted to be. But I've also, I'm jumping ahead, but I've also learned that I've never been satisfied no matter what that is.
I know. That's kind of an eye opener, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now fast forward upon your discovery of this crazy lady, what made you first of all even want to start working with me?
Because there's two things. And I really had to dig to find this, to be honest, which is why we're working with you because... like I said to you, you were all over the place, but there were two things that...
let's define that first of all. That's not going to give me any calls.
No, but you, because A, I found hidden somewhere on your website, all the magical, like legit work you've done in the wellness field.
Yeah.
And for me, like by legit, I mean legit, like you have a lot of years in this field and done a lot of things. And so for me, A, I wanted credibility. And B, I wanted something that I felt like And at the time, my goals have changed since then, but at the time I was like, I feel like I understand exercise. I understand nutrition. I just need somebody to make me accountable, but in a way that's like not going to put me on some stupid protocol that I know I won't sustain, because that's what I've been spending the last 4 years doing, is trying this and trying that. And I think you said something exactly like that on your website and not, you know, so many words. And I was like, yes, that's what I'm looking for. Real world, like something that will work for me, not cookie cutter. And then at the time it was like, I just need to lose weight. So I figured, let me hire her. And, you know, I was doing the math in my head. So like 2 pounds a week. So, you know, like 6 weeks and I'm good to go. That was my thinking.
I know. I can remember our first email. I'm like, well, 6 weeks, we'll get to know each other's favorite color maybe, but girl, it's a lot deeper than that, huh? So, okay. So now, without getting into all the secret sauce right away, I want to give everybody just a teaser to tell them right now, if you had to say a sentence or two or whatever of what wellness means to you today, sitting in your seat today, what would you say wellness means today?
Wrapping it up is, and I actually came to this morning when I was thinking about this question, and self-love.
Ooh, that's something you could even spell a couple months ago. That's awesome. I didn't know that.
Having like some kind of level of confidence and acceptance for the journey and loving myself through it, instead of like having this absolute beat yourself up hatred about whatever it is. I didn't exercise, or I didn't eat the right thing, or I'm stressed out, or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's like the self-love and acceptance piece of it that I feel like that's the biggest thing that I've gained out of all of this.
Oh, I need to take a break so I can go get my tissue. I'm just kidding, Kat. Don't take us to break yet. No, that's sweet. That's awesome. Okay. So very good. Let's go back. So in the beginning of time, probably in the past, somebody said to you, log your foods, exercise a certain amount of minute, you know, all of those things. So in the beginning, when we first started working together, we did a number of just kind of cookie cutter things, like tell me how much, you know, you did kind of these wellness logs type thing. In the first 3 or 4 weeks, as you did a fresh start, you know, honeymoon kind of phase, what were your thoughts in the first 2 to 3 weeks-ish? Because remember, there was one really strong assignment that you were given when we figured out your hours, right? You tell the story. What came out when we figured out where you were spending your time?
So the first week, and you were like, sometimes you're just going to have, you gave me this big speech about, you're just going to need to trust me, because what I'm asking you to do may not make sense. It may not seem like it's going to get you to where you want to get. It may not think it has to do with anything that has to do with, but just trust me. Mm-hmm. And then you told me I had to stop watching TV and stop being on social media, basically no screen time for a week, zero, zilch. And it was like, oh.
Do you remember how many hours it was when you tracked?
Yeah, it was close to, this is embarrassing, but it was close to like 30 to 35 hours a week that I was spending between TV and cell phone, you know, just random mindless time.
Screen time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we went through to see where you spent. Cause that's what I wanted to figure out, is where can we shave some time to meet your goals? Cause one of the things I hear the most, right, is I don't have time. I put things off. I procrastinate. And I mean, for you, a lot of it was just figuring out what was habit, right? Just flip it on. What was something that you thought maybe relaxed you, or what you and your fiance did together, because it's important to, you know, watch movies or do stuff together. But what fell out of that exercise when I took the, what did you learn?
I mean, I was shocked, to get real with myself, how much time I was spending. And I mean, the level of awareness about, it's not just TV. Like, I mean, yes, it's TV and you're sitting in front of thing and you're not moving your body. And so like, I sit at this desk all day for 8 hours. So I don't move my body during the day. And so then the realization that I'm spending 40 plus hours a week not moving my body at a desk, and then another 30 plus hours a week sitting on the couch, I was like, holy crap. Yeah. And I wasn't just sitting on the couch. Like, that's my habits. I realize is the snacking, the eating that happens while I'm sitting on the couch because I'm bored.
Right, right. And I remember Sundays were your tough day. Mm-hmm. And we've kind of revamped your whole, like your weekends don't even look anything like they used to look at all.
No, I had myself convinced that because I worked during the week and I still worked out and stuff during the week. And Saturdays were like our adventure day. So I had myself convinced that Sunday I literally needed to like have my 8 hours of like just lounging.
Right. Like,
and it's ridiculous.
It was, frankly, I think one of the highest hours of screen time I've seen. I just, if I were giving out awards, I mean, that might be, you might be like, you know, top three.
I've always been also overachiever.
Well, I know you are. We're going to talk about that. But since we are talking about honesty, my show last week was talking about integrity and wellness. And most of the time I don't have clients that are super honest. So maybe there are clients that watch more TV than you do. They're just not honest with me. So, all right. So let's talk about this BC wellness grade and trying not to be a perfectionist and getting an A. And because we struggled with that because you are very much a go-getter, hoop jumper, want to get it done right. So did that seem really foreign when I said, I'm going to pull you back a little bit?
It was. And then of course we laughed about, I got an A in getting a B because you told me that week that I could not watch any TV or any screen time. And so I calculated, I literally sat and did the math and I was like, okay, 30 hours is what I normally do. So getting an A would be watching 0 hours. So getting a solid B is like what, an 85%? So I calculated how many hours I could watch during that week in order to get a B.
Right. I know. Gosh, you have definitely, you know, you definitely keep me on my toes. Okay. So when we talked about the three wellness pillars, we had nutrition and exercise and mindset. And I know that that was kind of a different, you know, approach than maybe some of your other journeys. Cause like you said, it was like losing weight, which often means really curbing a diet or getting super, super active. And for you, I just want to disclose to everybody, your eating is pretty much spot on. I'd say a big chunk of the time. It was these little snacks that were creeping in and some of this comfort binging, which we all do, right? Mm-hmm. And your exercise is pretty much on. So what I want to ask you is when we talked about those three wellness pillars kind of separating the way they are, but yet blending together, what were your thoughts on that when we first chatted?
I didn't realize how big the mindset piece was. Mm-hmm. And I had to get over myself a little bit because I think that's why I've been resistant is like, I don't need help because I know how to exercise. I don't need help because I know how to eat healthy. And then what I would do is I would do that, but usually I do one or the other, not both, and then not see results. Yeah. And then get frustrated and then say, screw it. And I think that's the piece that has been the biggest for me is the mindset piece and realizing, and I mean, we've gone deep into this, like why I do what I do, why I resist what I resist, why I give up, why I'm a fresh starter. And it's given me a lot of insight into who I am as a person. And like some of it, I accept that I just know this about myself. Like I know this is going to tick me off. And yet at the same time, I know how to overcome it now.
Yeah. There's always something to uncover, isn't there? I mean, it's like, you know, I can't really disclose a lot of secrets, you guys, but we've gone from stories about old ladies, a little bit older than myself, feeding bread to ducks, which you wouldn't think would go anywhere. But I just have to tell you, it stirred up deep, dark secrets that we were able to solve. You never know, right? Where a conversation or just something is gonna take you. Our Jessica here is a little bit more of a rebel than I think she initially thought.
Yeah, I'm accepting that now too. this last week's rebel assignment, I was like, I'm a rebel. Let's do it.
Tell them what you had to do this last week.
I was supposed to be a rebel. I was supposed to kind of go against, so like even from a food perspective, like we talked about like some of the things that I binge on and introducing those in a way that see if I could eat them without being a crazy person. And well, that's to be revealed on Friday, but I did okay. I ate a lot of chips, let's say.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun too. Like I realized going through this list of like, I assume the point of this is to get people to just kind of get outside of your comfort zone. The whole point of it is getting outside of yourself, your comfort zone, your habits, shake things up, see what falls out. And as we're going through this list, I was like, I've done that. But I realized I've done it all 15 years ago. And so I've gotten in myself like in this like little comfort zone habit situation that like going out and dyeing your hair purple is like a wild thing for me now, which it was like not even a wild thing 15 years ago.
Exactly. Exactly. So what do you think is working now? So, I mean, we have hiccups. Everybody has hiccups. We have good days, bad days, whatever we want to call it. You know, several things. Let's see. Roller coaster of life. Let's go down that one. So roller coaster of life, you guys, is when you have hiccups that are certain things that you can't even plan on. So it might be if someone lost a job, or it might be, you know, you've had a death in the family or something that's happened. So Jessica, with you, let me just name a few things. So roller coaster of life, which is some interruptions, and then maybe even taking baby steps, because you are a fresh starter. You get excited about a goal, you dive in, you're like, I'm going to do a Spartan race like Thursday. I'm going to hike up this hill for 10 miles with brand new shoes. We went through that route, you guys. But when you look at some of these mantras and you look about your strengths that you have right now, that's keeping you on this wellness wagon, what do you think it is? Why are you doing okay now?
The revelation of understanding the pillars, to be honest, because the way you describe this to me, and like, if you picture yourself as a wellness being, and the thing that holds you up, that keeps you alive, are the three pillars: your nutrition, your exercise, and your mindset. And if something starts to fall, which that's the roller coaster of life, right? Like I sprained my ankle 2 weeks ago, and so I didn't run for 2 weeks. And so my exercise, in a lot of way, my go-to running thing, fell. And so I had to work extra hard to strengthen my nutrition and my mindset pillars and find like creative ways to exercise without running, which like when you're in that habit, it's hard to do sometimes. And so I think that's the biggest thing, is like understanding how everything fits together. And then if one starts to fall, strengthen the other two while the other one can get back up. Because what I used to do is that's then the spiral. One falls, then they all start to slowly fall and crumble.
Right. And it happens fast. I mean, we can be in control. I mean, for me personally, if I'm off track 3 or 4 days, it's that small of a window. And that's my world. It's like if I get off track too much in one area, 3 or 4 days, I mean, we're going down. We're going down fast. So it happens really fast, isn't it? So what would you say today before we get ready? I want to see what your thoughts are before we go to break. And I want to let everybody know we're going to come back for an after party, so stay tuned. But what would you say in this journey you're on right now are some strengths that you would have never thought that you could have done before, even if you're not at your exact weight goal?
So should I go through each pillar?
Oh, now this is not rehearsed, so I am afraid.
So I'm going to start with the mindset pillar, and that's the meditation mindfulness. I still do that. I went through that with you, and then I went through it with those separate kind of pilot program that you put on. And that is huge for me because I'm a ball of stress, like more than I need to be. And that is huge for me in just staying centered and working on myself. I would say the exercise thing is just trying to be more creative. Like I'm an all or nothing person. I've always have been. So like today, like I ran a race yesterday. I'm sore, but I still might go like run a half a mile and like meet my pull-ups goal and stuff. Like, and that's okay that I'm only running a mile and doing a round of pull-ups instead of doing something that's like 2 hours worth of exercise. Like it's okay to just do that sometimes.
That's awesome.
Nutrition, the last one, nutrition. Balance, I think. Understanding the balance of that too. Cause I think it's the same idea. I'm an all or nothing person. And I realize that like, the shame of eating Alfredo pasta that went with that for me is like so ridiculous.
Right.
And so like making conscious choices, like if I'm like, hey, like yesterday we ran this race, I've been planning for 2 weeks to have a milkshake. So I went and had a milkshake yesterday.
Yes. Like, good girl.
And I've been planning it for 2 weeks. It wasn't like impulse. It wasn't binging. It wasn't anything. Like I was like, nope, I'm doing this. I know what kind of milkshake I'm getting. Probably going to share some with Jason, but not that much because my milkshake.
It's awesome.
and that, like knowing that, like, and it's okay. And it was so much more enjoyable than like feeling like a terrible person and I'm not following my diet for drinking a milkshake.
That's awesome. That's awesome. One of the things I remember the most about you is when when I have you fill in that intake sheet. And I always say, what's your weight loss goal and your non-weight loss goal? It's always weight in the first category. I mean, you know, having it just completely plunked out. And you really put a lot of time into yours. Like, you really had yourself figured out. And your journey has been so much fun to just, but you know what I have to give you credit for, and then we're going to end and then go to after party. But what I want to give you credit to is that if everybody would just embrace the ups and the downs and the loops and all of that, and know that the breakthroughs come only after the breakdowns. And sometimes you'll love me and sometimes you'll hate me. And sometimes you'll hate when I say, go get an eggplant or whatever, but there's always a reason. And that's what I want to just say thank you to you for, is taking it seriously when it needed to be, and showing up and doing the work and being honest, because that's what's transforming you and getting you less emotional with that scale. So you want to stay with me for the after party?
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Okay, you guys. Well, thank you. For those of you who have to go, I'm on Coach Couch and Coffee Radio here. I've been with Jessica Henderson. So make sure you listen to the podcast. It's going to also be on YouTube. So you can find me always at Coach Peggy at 3wellnesspillars.com. I want to make sure you email me any questions you have. Who knows, maybe we'll put you on here and have lots of fun with you too. So next week, what family. WTF. I'm going to be on here talking about family. What do you do when you're on a journey and nobody else is? And you just keep telling me that your teens need to eat more calories. Yeah, really. Doesn't need to be M&Ms. So talk to you next week, 6 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Pacific. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wells. Did you hear something that made you go, or have an aha moment? I live for those. If not, we will get you next time. I will be back every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific. The tough love you to become smarter, stronger, braver, healthier, and happier. Duh. I will be back with a barrel of positivity, and you never know when a guest might pop in. There is no time for excuses. So don't forget to bring your coffee and an open mind as we talk all things wellness on Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wells. Now go grab a ray of sunshine.